This is an Average Joe Media production.
Yo, what is up, nerds? Welcome back to Anime Sundays, y'all. Just giving y'all a quick little, you know, rundown. We are very sorry for the wait. We know we done had you niggas waiting about a month now for the next drop. Please don't kill us. We know y'all niggas is tripping over there right now. So, you know, we did have some scheduling issues and stuff like that. But we are trying to stay as consistent as possible this year. So, again, we just apologize for the wait, y'all. Just wanted to go ahead and you know, set that up for y'all and give y'all our heartfelt apologies just for the holdup, man. Also, just wanted to take this a moment, man, just to acknowledge the passing of one of our legends, bro. I'm sure everybody's hero, bro. Akira Toriyama just passed recently at the age of 68, and it has been running so many huge ripples through the anime community. It's felt here by us. It's felt by you guys. It's felt by everybody, bro. And we just wanted to take a moment before we start the show and just give our proper thanks, you know, to one of the greatest mangakas that's ever lived. Hope y'all are doing all right out there. It's been a sad ass fucking week since the announcement. It's been a sad ass few days, I should say. But yeah, you know, just take a moment if y'all haven't already and just appreciate what we had in our hero Akira Toriyama, bro. And with all that being said, again, thank y'all for y'all patience. Y'all are the fam, and we love y'all. Here is the next episode.
It's Anime Sundays.
What's up, nerds, and welcome back to Anime Sundays Podcast, the show where we talk all things anime and black nerd culture. In this week's episode, we are talking live action anime, bit. We want to talk a bit about the live action anime scene and how it's meeting our expectations or isn't in most cases. From the huge success of the One Piece live action anime to the newest Yu Yu Hakusho live action, we'll be exploring what we feel makes a good live-action anime and what some projects are just missing when trying to adapt some of our favorite pieces of media to the big screens. With all of that being said, let's jump right into this one. I feel like there's going to be a lot of stinkers going around here for this episode.
Definitely a little stinky bunch.
As always, man, we are your hosts. I am Vic Damone Jr., motherfucker.
It's your boy, Bit Freshly Snipes.
Sir.
And your boy, PG Bam 365.
It's that Bam kid.
I know that guy. I know.
And, Vic Damone Jackson Jr.
and he's that kid, 365.
That 365 kid, yeah.
He changed that.
That motherfucker said, motherfucker, after his name.
Straight up.
You know? Snakes on the plane or something.
I'm tired of these motherfucking live actions on this motherfucking anime.
Vic Damone,
what I'm tired of. Yo, man, so I feel like we kind of want to focus on this isn't going to be like an all-inclusive list, you know, of we're not doing no rankings or nothing of it. We just want to talk like some of the live actions from the past, where live actions are right now and present, and kind of like what would be the future of live action going forward.
Like, what do we want to see?
What do y'all really want to see when it comes to this shit? Because no matter what, they're going to keep throwing this
coming out.
And what is possibly coming out? I said, yes, sir. Because I feel like it's not going nowhere. They're gonna keep throwing these shits at us, bro.
Until it hits.
Like, they throwing shit and hoping to stick to the wall, bro, at this point.
You remember how superhero movies used to be so fucking trash?
Yes, bro. Except until Heroes?
Heroes is really what.
I feel like
that's when Marvel and DC were like, oh shit, let's cash in.
I feel like because before that they was just throwing shit like Lois and Clark. My grandma used to love Lois and Clark.
And Spawn.
Spawn was the shit.
Yeah, Spawn.
The movie had a lot of issues, but as a kid, watching that shit on pay per view or whatever, you don't give a fuck. Shit's lit.
And Batman's always been Batman too.
Yeah, Batman has always
that
been
clown
Batman.
Was top tier.
Yeah, that clown was top.
John Leguizamo.
Yeah, John
before
Leguizamo.
You even asked, yeah. Nigga, yeah. The GOAT. Yeah, yeah. Draw bombs for John Leguizamo. Fuck that.
But I feel like the anime adaptations are going in that same type of route, like. they're gonna keep throwing them at us until something
hits. That kind of pisses me off too, because in the meantime, you're shitting on all the anime like heads, bro. Like, yeah. Just like, oh, what's this? What are they like? Yeah. What are they like? Bleach? Yeah, let's do that. Fuck it. What's it about? Never read it. Never heard of it. Fuck is it?
Let's make this shit look like that.
Some kid, he's a soul reaper. Yeah, just throw that shit together. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
And boy, that's what they did.
That's what they did, bro. Let's start with Bleach. Even though that's not, I guess that is a past anime, but not like the earliest of earliest.
Oh, man.
I don't even want to talk about what I feel like is the earliest of the live action attempts.
Dragon Ball.
Oh, my God. Why would you do this, bro?
Because.
We just fucking started the episode.
Yeah, let's not start with Bleach. Let's all take these shots.
I might have to start with Dragon Ball.
Yeah, before we move from Dragon Ball.
Take a shot for DBZ.
Whoa.
Gunpei.
And this one for Goku.
Cause Goku was, oh my God.
Oh my goodness, man. Now let's get into DBZ.
Sure.
They had Roshi. They had Roshi looking like a cab driver and shit.
What part pissed you off the most, Bam?
Roshi, for sure.
Roshi.
Roshi, they had Roshi fucked up, man. Roshi didn't look like that, bro.
Nah, Roshi did not look like that.
We ain't never met that Roshi.
What about Piccolo? Was anybody else, you know, very Piccolo outraged
was weird as shit.
From fucking the Piccolo that they put up there? Like,
oh, man, Piccolo.
It looked like the
shit.
Fucking monsters from, what was that old alien mutant, the weird-ass alien movie, Martians Attacks? He looked like a fucking full-size Martians Attack model, bro. Like, what was shit. That?
Like,
I know we're saying Dragon Ball live action, but the name of the actual movie is Dragon Ball Evolution.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's any other live action Dragon Ball Z out, but Dragon Ball Evolution is what we're talking about.
What,
it came
DBE?
Out in 2009.
My God.
And it was horrendous. I don't know who's seen it. I don't know if you tried to attempt to see it, but
we apologize.
Know, yeah, yeah.
as anime fans, we apologize.
You're sorry. This nigga was in an abandoned house at one point or some shit. Like, bro, what the fuck, bro? Like, this, I've never seen this.
They fucked up everything,
is,
bro.
Yeah. Is this canon?
is this canon?
Nothing about the movie was canon.
Like, oh my gosh.
Just the names. That's about it.
Bruh. So, yeah, I guess Dragon Ball Evolution would be the first attempt of them trying to please us. And I don't think that they really tried to. I don't think they tried to please us.
Yeah, it wasn't about
us. It wasn't about us.
It was a money grab.
Yeah, it was a cash cow. It was a money grab. And, like, God damn, bro.
And niggas went in the movies like, this can't be what we
do. This can't be, bro.
This can't be.
I didn't.
This is what we paid for?
I didn't pay to go to that movie, but there's no way I would have stayed for it if I did.
It was a bad acid trip. That's what that movie was.
Boo, tomato.
It's like watching Dragon Ball Evolution feels like you're on drugs and like you don't know it. Like shit is just deformed and changed. You don't know what's happening. Yeah. That's definitely. Was there anything before that? I can't even think of an earlier one than that.
Yeah,
that they tried to do.
Not me personally. I can't.
Yeah, but only.
You know what we were talking about when we were talking about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Oh,
fucking no!
Now we're gonna ask the audience a little question. And
okay,
is that anime?
It's not.
But
anime?
It is a live action adaptation.
It's a live adaptation of a cartoon. Was it?
We were saying Transformers too, because
that's what we wanted to ask. Is Transformers the first successful like live action anime adaptation?
Yeah, because that was by Bandai.
Yeah,
which was a Japanese.
But it's hard because Transformers is a toy, I think first, and then they made the anime show. Which
I'm
came
not,
out in
I'm
Japan
sure.
and used Japanese animation.
Yeah.
Like, was it an anime? Like,
yeah.
Either way, Transformers, I feel like, is a very nice adaptation
to the ones with, like, Tyrese and all those. Like, the recent.
Yeah, those are fire.
Yeah. You can't really. Those are, like, Fast and Furious. They're going to keep coming.
Yeah, going to keep coming.
Because they're fucking treasure troves of money.
But look at the 90s. When the 90s came out with like the TMNT, like live action, mm-hmm. I would argue that those were the best live action adaptations of like toys and media those, like that or animated shit.
Horrible costumes. And
yeah, shit. When you look back on it.
When you look, but God. That's what they were using at the time, that all that Muppet shit and all the, you know, we didn't have CGI yet, bro.
Yeah,
we didn't have CGI, but you know that your fucking 6-year-old self watching the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie was like, thought it was lit though.
Yeah,
for sure. Other than that, what you gonna watch? Mario, the Mario Bros. Fucking live action movie.
Fuck.
Yeah. What else? What other choices did you have?
Freaky looking Bowser.
Oh my God, bro. Yeah,
that was crazy.
Something about that still, like, it's so goofy. And shit, like, I can still enjoy it a little bit. Like, it's kind of funny to look back on it. Like, I was still watching that shit, just having a good old time. But I knew this is not fucking Mario.
Yeah.
Like, just like what they did with the... I know we're getting off of anime live actions right now for a second, but the Sonic the Hedgehog movies, the Pikachu, the fucking Pokemon live action movies.
Detective Pikachu.
Detective Pikachu.
That's technically a live action adaptation because Pokemon is definitely anime.
Yeah, for sure. But Ryan Reynolds is fucking Pikachu.
Sonic was looking.
I'm going to have nightmares forever.
Oh, man. Nightmare Sonic?
Bro.
And man. The first iteration of Sonic from the Sonic movies.
Oh.
Before that, the fans raged and made them change it.
That bit like a raccoon.
A raccoon on crack.
On crack.
For real.
Oh, my God. I was like, bro, no way this is Sonic.
Oh, shit.
What happened to my childhood?
Because Sonic was scary as shit. Oh, man.
You ever seen that, the Carfax.
The Carfax. Show him Carfax.
The Carfax Fox.
Yeah, the Carfax Fox. That's exactly
that's how it's like.
Shit looks crazy as fuck.
Bro, that's exactly how it looked. But that's more past live action.
Yeah. So Dragon Ball Evolution, I guess, will say is their first try.
More recent, but also past.
Okay.
We would segue into Bleach.
Yeah. Bleach is a past one. What? Okay, so that's a good one because what do y'all think about the Bleach one? In my opinion, yes, it is doing the same shit that we hate about all the other animes, live adaptations. You know, it's kind of like just skipping through. Yes, everyone looks like they're in fucking orange wigs in Japanese. Like, it just, it does look weird in certain points. The costumes kind of look like.
I feel like the CGI was good.
But the CGI was good. I feel like they was getting better a little bit with the CGI.
Kingfisher was lit.
Yeah, like, a lot of that shit was lit, and I was like, it's at least cool to see some of these early Hollows.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That they created
a lot of that. And I feel like they adapted the first couple of
first chapters very well.
Yeah.
They kind of, like, skipped through, you know, most of it, and just got straight to Rukia being captured, I think, at the end is how it ended, right?
I think so.
I think they stopped there.
Yeah, when the portal opened up in Rukia.
Exactly.
Got it. Yeah.
Like, I liked how Byakuya Kuchiki looked.
Yeah,
I really did.
Yeah,
Renji was Renji. It's hard to
cringy
fuck up.
Renji.
Cringy Renji. It's hard to fuck up a nigga, a redhead with tattoos. Like you know, Rukia was kind of average looking out of everybody.
I wanted
Chad,
but
I wanted Chad. I really wanted to see what they were gonna do with Chad, and they were just like, nope, too difficult. Don't even have time to try that shit.
Chad's OP though.
Chad is OP. We all love Chad.
Chad now is, he's up there.
Yeah, stop playing. Stop playing with my boy Chad.
Mm. Yeah.
I say all that to say this. I did not absolutely hate Bleach.
I did not absolutely hate Bleach. I wouldn't mind a part two, right where they stopped, where Rukia got.
I think they were supposed to have one.
You know how they push the story along to get their point across.
Yeah,
there is a weird gap right there after you got captured.
Yeah, so how far?
Yeah, how far would they have to push it to make it a main, like, an actual storyline? I see exactly what you're saying, man. Yeah.
And so, that's the thing, like, you have to adapt our stories perfectly.
Like, main key, like, not main key, but, like, would they skip stuff that makes you say, oh, I missed this part from the anime? Like,
yeah, probably so.
Because that's how they did on the recent live actions.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons people tend to, I would say, stray away from live actions because this is not what I signed up for.
No. Exactly.
No.
Yeah. No. I want to see everything. Like, I
bro, and everything. It's like, you know what fans you have with anime heads, bro. Like, you know us. We're meticulous.
Yeah, we want to see it.
We're
all
fucking, we're entitled. Like, we you know,
hey,
we
want everything. Wait, whoa, whoa. Yeah, man. Whoa,
we are.
Yeah, whoa, it's some entitled motherfuckers in the anime world.
That's
man.
You guys. I'm a little more chill.
You are chill. If it's, you accept if it that has, trash.
If it has
that's
the characters I like and they're doing the powers I want to see them do.
This guy.
It's a meaningful movie. Like, if it goes boom, 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 and it has a good story, I don't mind.
You sit down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's segue that into Ghost in the Shell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch the one with
I didn't watch the
old girl from the Marvel movies. White girl. What's her name? Scarlett?
Scarlett Johansson.
You didn't watch that?
I didn't watch that.
You ain't miss shit.
Yeah, you did not miss. That's why I segued it. Now, most people, including me, hate the movie, but I also
enjoyed it.
The movie.
I'm going to tell you, like,
when I take off my anime glasses,
I was about to say,
I could just watch the movie.
You can just watch that shit like it's a new thing.
Yeah.
And you'll be way more like invested. You'll be way more satisfied than if you came in as a Ghost in the Shell fan.
Now, I have a special love for Ghost in the Shell too because
I know you met Glover.
That was my Cyborg. No. That was my first anime.
That was your first anime?
Yeah.
When
I used to have anime on Showtime, like
the late
way
night
before
crazy
Toonami
shit.
Yeah, and it used to be always Spawn.
That's
or
when they
Ghost
would show
the Shell,
Elfin Light and shit.
Monks. Oh, or like God. Yeah, Elfin Lie, like
yeah,
they,
bro, no
that,
fun.
Yeah,
no fun waking up in the middle of the night to that. As a
I woke up in the middle of the night and Ghost in the Shell was on, and it was like the beginning, like the chase with the van and she turns invisible in the fountain.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first anime. And I'm like, oh my God, this is lit. And then my next anime was Rurouni Kenshin. My cousin had the DVDs.
Speaking of.
Yeah, my cousin had the DVDs at his house, and we used to watch them.
It's so funny, though, because Ghost in the Shell, I never actually got to watch because, like you, you know, we had Showtime. I fall asleep on the couch or some shit. I wake up and just be watching whatever's on. I did that one time, and Ghost in the Shell was on, and I think it was, like, you know, the beginning when she's walking naked, like, breasts and shit out.
I know you got a joke.
My grandma came around that corner. It was like 1 a.m. She was like, I know damn well you ain't watching no cartoon porn. And my mother, turn this shit off. Bruh, got an ass whooping for no reason.
Yeah.
Didn't deserve it. I'm just literally just waking up, just watching some cool ass. You don't even notice a cyborg, grandma. Like, you don't know what's going on, but it's cool. Yeah. I'll take the L.
It wasn't me, but all right.
But all right.
Next time I watch anime will be Toonami.
Yeah. And I did not watch that shit no more. I was like, well, I can't watch this. So
yeah, man. So me having a special love for Ghost in the Shell, that being my first anime, it did make me sad that they adapted it so horribly. Yeah. Especially with Scarlett Johansson.
Bro, they whitewashed the shit out of this.
And she looks so
And
Asian.
I love Scarlett Johansson. No hate to Scarlett Johansson. Yeah. You know, hate to casting. Who the fuck thought that we could just... The whole cast was white. I think there was one Japanese guy.
Crazy.
In the whole thing, bro. Like, the one thing I will give Ghost in the Shell, though, is that shit was... It looked lit. Yeah. The visuals, like the world building, all that shit, like how it made me feel like I was in, you know, the town from Ghost in the Shell, like that cyberpunk feel.
Yeah.
They did that right. The story, trash. Yeah. You know, like, I wish that they would take the visuals, like whoever was inspired to do all of that shit, I wish they would be able to take that same feel, though, of how they make the visuals and put them into each live action, like. If you give me visuals like this, just like you said, I can watch this and it'd be like some you know, standalone shit. I can do that for a lot of the animes if they did that, but they don't.
I agree with you, brother.
They don't do that. They do that once in a blue moon.
Now, I want to do an honorable mention before we move into current live action. Alita Battle Angel. What'd you guys think about that?
Trash.
As fuck.
Trash.
Did you see that movie, Bam? Alita Battle Angel? And they had the big anime eyes on her.
And to be fair, I didn't even really read the original manga like the Iliad. I think
none of us did. But yeah, I know it was really obscure. Anime.
But I know it was an anime. Like I looked in, yeah. you know, looked it up a little bit and shit. But nah.
And I definitely seen the movie.
Yeah.
And, no.
Nah. Why the fuck are the eyes like this? Like, what is
it
that?
It seemed a little racist. I'm just gonna put that out there.
Sheesh. I just don't understand why we're doing the anime eyes as CGI. Why waste the CGI on that? Like, yeah. Why waste the CGI on just making her have anime eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was a trash one. Okay, so another one from the past, I guess. What about the Full Metal Alchemist ones?
I wouldn't count that as a past one.
That's not a past one. That's kind of like where we're at right now.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
I guess so. Yeah. I guess so. It was only a few years ago.
So let's move into where we're at right now.
Yeah, that's more present.
Yeah, let's move into where we're at right now.
Okay, so let's do Full Metal Alchemist. Okay. Let's start with that.
Now, with Full Metal Alchemist.
Hey, but look, check this out, though. Check this out. I like how Scar looked.
Scar
of
was
course,
lit.
Like
I feel like all the character design was pretty lit besides
Ed and the fucking hair that hair, he had. Yeah. What was that,
yeah.
bro?
Yeah.
That was shit horrible. Was so cringe, yeah, bro.
But I feel like besides that, the character design was pretty lit. The homunculus.
Nah.
You didn't like the homunculus?
I didn't like how none of them really looked, bro.
The big guy, the fat guy that eats shit in his stomach. Gluttony. Gluttony. You wasn't fucking with Gluttony?
I just felt like the CGI, cool, they overdid it with the CGI a lot of times. And I felt
it was
like
very overdone.
They overdid
CGI.
It with the CGI, and yet the CGI carried still. Mm-hmm. Like, it was so weird. It was so weird. Like, I wanted the CGI because I knew the rest of it was so trash. Like, gee,
I don't
shit.
Know, man. I feel
and
like
then they overdid it.
I feel like they did a good job. Like, on the CGI? As far as they could do with the Full Metal Alchemist and... they did another one, right? Scar's Revenge.
They did all of them. I think they finished the fucking Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah, they did the whole story.
Revenge of Scar and Final Alchemy.
Yeah, bro, they rushed through the entirety.
Yeah,
it was three of them, right?
Bro,
yeah, it was three of them, and I enjoyed all three movies.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
As movies,
it was terrible.
Me being a Full Metal Alchemist regular and Brotherhood fanboy,
mm-hmm.
it did not follow what it was supposed to follow, but it did an okay job.
But you were still okay with it because you got some Full Metal Alchemist.
All right, so like, remember what I said, like, bro, about key points and shit. So did it hit enough key points to where
it definitely
you could,
did
to where you could, as an anime lover, mm-hmm. follow the story as I know what's happening next.
It hit those key points, but it left out some key points too.
But how did it get to those key points, bro? It literally like got to them by force. It was like, oh, we're not really set up to go to this next part, but let's just do it. We're here.
But did they show you it though?
They did.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Like it made it. It made it cheap. Like they cheapened the shit out of it.
Yeah, they showed you the shit.
If they would do even that. Like, even that, right, how they stayed so true to the source material, but they just rushed through it. If a lot of them did that, just give us the anime version or the manga version in live action. That's literally what we're asking for.
Yeah, yeah. This is true. Now, what do you feel like, if we're going to put Full Metal Alchemist, I would put that in the middle of trash and good.
I wouldn't.
What would you put that at?
Full Metal Alchemist?
Yeah.
Trash.
Bro, it was a trilogy. It showed you all the key points. You could follow it if you've never seen the anime. Mm-hmm. And the CGI carried it.
And still heard it at the same time.
But it wasn't cringe.
Like, do you see what we're doing here? We're scraping the bottom of the fucking barrel points, bro. Like,
as a whole, as a project, I would put it better to a great adaptation of the anime.
Yeah.
Then to a bad adaptation.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not on Dragon Ball's terms.
No, it's definitely it's not on Dragon Ball's terms. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's not
so
a,
it would be like C tier is what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's what
I'm saying. It's definitely not S tier.
Okay.
I really don't even want to give it.
So
even,
what would you consider?
Not even B tier.
Oh my God. We've been talking about a lot of trash. What would you consider S tier modern?
Okay, for present, okay. Before we get to the one that we all know.
Yeah.
Like, let's talk about the Rurouni Kenshin ones.
Let's do it, because those have been good.
Those have been good.
Those have been good.
It's hard to say anything other than that.
And like, I would definitely give them an A.
I
would give them an A.
Yeah. And that's because the type of adaptation it is, it's not too fucking fantastic. Like, they're not throwing fireballs and,
right.
And fucking transforming into Super Saiyans.
But they are include, like, even still, you're acting like the CGI levels is what's really hard to do. Fight sequences like that are hard to do.
Those are extremely hard.
And they do them very well.
And they fucking adapt shit right to the manga, you know?
Mm-hmm. Is it Batosai?
Yeah, but Tosai, the first
out of motherfucking Man Slayer.
Yeah.
So I agree with you on that.
Let's do A tier.
All of the movies were good. And they stuck close. I've heard in like some interviews and stuff that they say that they stuck closer to the source material on the Rurouni Kenshin live actions than the old 90s show that we watched.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they're doing the new one. If you never read the manga, which I didn't read the manga, so I didn't know all the shit that we were missing from the 90s cartoon, bro.
Yeah, but you guys probably didn't watch this one, but it was, as far as fight sequences and following the anime, almost like meticulous.
Mm-hmm.
Kingdom.
Yes,
I have not watched that live action, but only because I haven't watched the anime yet, and I know y'all have gotten on me for a minute now about Kingdom.
You gotta get into Kingdom,
but apparently, y'all, Kingdom is the shit.
And season 5 is coming.
Okay. So I'm gonna definitely have to binge that.
I think when Kingdom season 5 comes, we need to do a Kingdom episode, man.
Yeah, I hate you guys.
Why?
I've been talking about Kingdom for how long?
Bam.
Yeah, well.
I've been talking about a lot of shit for a long time. I watched most of it. What are you talking about? Yeah. How you gonna hate us? Yeah. That nigga over there. Yeah, that's the one.
It's mostly.
Oh, you need a friend. you need a friend to gang up. Weak ass nigga.
Hey, did we just become best friends?
Yep. Weak ass nigga. Stand on your own 10 toes. Nigga.
I do when it comes to Baruto.
Yeah, you ain't standing on business.
You don't stand on your you five toes.
Wait till that. You five toed ass nigga.
Wait till that live adaptation comes out. It's gonna be fucking amazing.
The who?
Baruto.
Get the fuck out.
I don't go to you.
No, I was lightning,
Yeah, so I would say Rurouni Kenshin is A-tier.
A-tier, definitely, A-tier. Definitely. Okay, close so let's F, go probably. Let's go to D-F-tier now.
Of what's current?
Yeah.
Literally every fucking thing else, bro. Give like, us what do you want to do?
Lakeith?
No, you know what? This is an honorable mention for me because I haven't watched it, and I haven't watched the anime. But I hear that Gintama, for y'all that watch Gintama out there,
I haven't watched like the anime best live action
adaptation of an anime. I've heard that several times.
One S tier one.
No. We're going boom, 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 boom.
Oh, we're going back.
He's trying to find some bullshit again.
Now I said let's mention F tier. That's shouts out to you, Lakeith.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know who you are.
I've been purposefully ignoring this and trying.
He's gonna catch these hands. Death Note.
Death Note was fucking trash.
Yeah, fucking horrible.
I hated it. Oh my
God. And then it was so much hype because Lakeith Stanfield was L and
bro.
I hated L.
And I feel like he was coming fresh off of like an Atlanta season and all kind of shit. Like was we was really so hyped to see like L as fucking Lakeith or Lakeith Stanfield as L, bro.
It's horrible what blurs can do sometimes.
Yeah, because
I
didn't
set like up for their own demise.
Like yeah, this is fucking horrible.
It's
be included so bad.
But again, that's not the actor's fault, bro. Like,
but no,
bro. I blame casting. I blame production.
Nah, I blame
casting. You can
blame the writing. I blame everything.
He's the actor.
He should have said no. Man. Put a better L in there.
He's the actor, bro.
He should have said no to money.
Man, look, he just wanted to be weird on camera, which he always wants to be weird on camera. But that was the wrong kind of weird.
Yeah, but
it wasn't for you.
That wasn't the right. That wasn't the right.
You can't
weird.
Be the weird every character.
Yeah,
like,
nah, come but, on, but, bro. But,
man, as fuck far y'all. As L, he tried his best.
L, bro,
that
L
shit.
Was,
the writing that they had listen, in there wouldn't have did shit for him. No,
it wasn't even Death Note.
Lakeith, you fucking listen to me, bro. If you try to play Batman in the future, I'm fucking coming for you. You hear me?
I would take a Lakeith Batman.
I will fucking not.
We just had motherfucking vampire as Batman, and everyone loved him.
You better not fucking try it, Lakeith.
Yeah, we just had fucking Edward Batman.
Who is everyone?
What do you mean?
Who is everyone?
Everyone loved the Batman, bro.
The depressed Big yep. head, big yep. forehead.
For whatever
Batman.
Reason, they love that
I
shit.
I didn't love it. I didn't.
Bro.
I wanted the fucking Joker. What's the actor name? Joaquin Phoenix. I wanted him to come in and kill the Robert fucking Batman.
I would, no holes barred.
I would
let out Lakeith, of nowhere.
I would let Lakeith play Joker.
Joker?
I would definitely want to see Lakeith as Joker.
You hear that, Lakeith?
Yeah.
Fucking Joker.
Hey, man.
Give us.
We've been trying to get Lakeith on the show since Josh
Give
came,
us.
You fucking.
Give
us
goddamn. What's his name? Creed.
Okay. Michael B. Jordan.
Give us Michael B. Jordan, Batman, Lakeith Stanfield, Joker.
Nah, Michael B. Jordan should be the Superman. I feel
yeah,
like.
Superman.
I feel like
Who
he'd
would
be
Batman?
Superman.
Who would be. Buddy that played Candyman.
What?
Right? We're doing black actors. We can't do Jonathan Majors.
Wait, which one? You talking about the original or the new dude?
No, the new dude.
Okay, I'm like, in what my mind, I'm like, what kind of scariest Batman? This will be the scariest Batman alive, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Tony Todd?
Oh, shit. Dude.
Fuck no. No one's going to see that.
Hey, that nigga will be like...
No, man.
He gonna be the terror to the Joker. I've come for you, Joker. For years you've tortured me about my parents. Joker. Joker.
Oh my god.
Nah, man. The new Candyman. Fuck no, man.
Okay, yeah. The dude that isn't he Black Manta too?
Black Manta, yeah.
I keep forgetting right, his name.
Yeah, we can't use Chadwick Boseman.
African.
R.I.P. Chadwick Boseman. We can't use Jonathan Majors.
That was horrible, man.
Why we can't use Jonathan Majors?
Bro, you know why the fuck. Let's not talk about it.
Why the fuck we can't use Jonathan Majors?
Let's not talk about it.
Because he's a bunny hopper. Shout out to Dr. Umar.
Oh, my God.
He shouldn't have been with that white woman in the streets. That's why we can't use Jonathan Majors.
All right, well, back to live action.
Yeah, back to live action. Let's get back to live action anime.
Unbelievable.
Anyways, Gintama, I've heard is a perfect adaptation for the anime. I've heard that's getting, you know, like an S rating on a lot of tier lists. So check that one out.
Not on my tier list.
The what's the next one? Okay, but we're like, in the present. Let's get.
Wait.
Go ahead, Bam. Go ahead, Bam.
You said S tier.
Oh yeah, let's do another S.
That's what I've heard. I haven't watched Gintama the anime
Gintama,
yet. So.
I mean, I haven't watched Gintama anime. Exactly. I haven't watched this anime.
What's this?
But the adaptation, I don't know what it is, but Alice in Borderland.
Okay,
I haven't watched that anime, but I fucking love that show.
That show?
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
Damn, how did I forget that one?
It was an anime until
fuck
I did my research.
Coming more prepared than me,
bro,
motherfucker.
That shit is fire.
Fire.
Yeah.
I agree.
It made me want to go read the
King
manga.
King of Spade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And King of Hearts. But all the heart games were.
Yeah. Watch out there now,
bro. All the heart games were. Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. So okay, for present, that is a very good present.
And I got one more for whack present.
What's up?
Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't want to even talk about Cowboy. Yeah. I purposely didn't want to talk about Cowboy.
It hurt
Bebop.
My feelings. Yeah, it had a lot of hype, too. Why do they give it so much hype?
I really feel like nobody knows. They throwing this shit at the wall, bro. They don't know.
Yeah.
They praying to God that the audience and the fan base just does all the work for them.
Yeah.
No, bitch. No one's going to come and celebrate.
So that's the last trash one we're going to do for the present. Now let's get into the S tier of the S tier
of
for
current,
fucking present.
For the current.
Let's all say it at one time.
Oh, you already know. One, it's one two, motherfucking piece.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I said one. He thought I was saying one piece, but
my bad.
I was saying one, two, three, one piece.
Yeah, okay.
But
hold up, you about to say something other than one piece?
Yeah,
about to have some problems.
Yeah,
one piece. One piece live did it action,
right.
Man.
They did
oh
it right.
My god,
they did it right.
So lit.
Yeah, right. And what was I telling y'all? Nigga, watch One Piece live action. Nigga.
Yeah,
you was
yeah,
for the longest.
Oh my god!
But of course you were. Like,
but look, was I wrong?
No.
Was
you
I
weren't
wrong?
Wrong.
That shit.
I have my gripes still. Like, let's be clear. It's not perfect.
Yeah.
It's not the perfect adaptation I really thought it would be. But the cast was enthusiastic about it, and you
I
could tell
fuck with the cast.
The cast was so fucking enthusiastic
Garp,
to be
nigga.
Themselves, bro. Like to be these characters, bro.
Yeah.
Garp.
The writing. even though they took some liberties, they were cool liberties. Like, you know, like they showed more shit with the Marines. Marines had a little more dialogue and shit. And the moments that we waited for, we got to see them.
I know one thing. Fishman is niggas.
Yeah, for real.
Fishman is niggas.
Oh, of course. That's one thing I do know.
Fishman is niggas.
That means Jinbe a nigga.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big nigga. Said that. Big nigga Jinbe.
Yeah. Because fish, yeah, all the Fishman is niggas.
Yeah, man. So that's the S tier of the S tier for current. That is the top. That is the fucking mark. Come on, other anime producers, that's coming soon.
Watch One Piece watch and see One what they've Piece. Done correctly, bro.
Netflix did that shit.
And I feel like I feel like them making it a series was like a good boon in itself, too. Like, how can you add up so it's so many chapters of in manga in general? Like, most of them have way too many chapters for them to really just adapt them in, like,
outright.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, movies it's struggle with that shit.
It's too much.
The series route and just have it be ongoing.
And that's why you have Harry Potter books.
Facts.
That are this big. And movies that are an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because I fit in what I could, bitch.
That's all I can do.
Doing all, I couldn't get it all.
Now, in the same token, right, because as of recording this video, the Yu Yu Hakusho live action is out.
Yeah.
I got to say that this has been the most disappointed I've been at a live action in a long time.
I wasn't.
I know you weren't. I don't know how.
I wasn't either.
I wasn't.
I don't know how.
I feel like.
I feel like it goes
at least
back
an
to,
A plus, bro.
A plus? Did you finish it?
Yes, I watched it.
Yeah, it ended like that, didn't it?
Yeah, but I watched it through and through. It was enough.
It was entertaining. I'll give it that. It was like, it I'll was give enough, it being bro. Entertaining. But
I fucking freaked out when the Fox transformation came.
Man, bro, bro. Like, the Fox transformation, bro. What's the name? The third eye.
Third eye. He cut that.
Man, bro, that bro, it was enough.
I feel like
they
the characters
did, they did enough, bro.
They did enough for it to be entertaining. Like, I feel like it goes back to what we were saying earlier. If I watch this as a one off and not thinking that I'm finna get the greatest tournament anime in live action form that's
Yusuke's
ever been created.
When he was bumping.
Yeah, all of the fights was lit. The choreography,
bro,
all
the choreography
fight
was nuts.
Was crazy. Yeah. It was great.
When he was jumping the through visuals. The cars, when he fought that red, big red demon and shit. Come on,
first
bro. That
off,
was some Jackie Chan level shit.
First off, the very first opening scene when Truck Kun went fucking postal. Oh, yeah. God damn, Truck Kun was in fucking rare form in the Yu Yu Hakusho live action.
Truck Kun.
That was probably the best. And that's what hooked me.
That's hilarious.
That's
hilarious.
Bro, and that's what hooked me. You ain't seen the memes about Truck Kun? He's in every fucking anime, bro.
Oh, man.
Wrecking
shit.
Just fucking wrecking shit. A terror.
That's his favorite line.
He made an appearance in Tokyo Revengers, if you remember.
Jobless reincarnation.
Definitely. Jobless reincarnation. Look out for Truck Kun, bitch.
Truck Kun.
That nigga's like Jason Voorhees. They work, man.
For real.
It's the devil, bro. But the first two episodes, I'm not going to lie. Even though they did not get the fucking opening thing, how do you do a Yu Yu Hakusho and not have dum 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 dum?
How do you do Yu Yu Hakusho and don't have Urameshi?
Oh my gosh. Kuwabara, honestly, was the best.
They could have.
He was probably the best part of it.
I enjoyed him,
though.
I enjoyed
the fuck out of him.
I enjoyed Kuwabara.
He was the best part of it.
But I wanted to hear Urameshi.
Yeah, I wanted him to be that fucking obnoxious 90s punk.
Yeah, but Kuwabara did his thing.
Yeah, he did his thing.
I like that Kuwabara.
Why Yusuke only had one emotional face like the whole time, though? All he did was the side
brooding teenager.
The brooding side twisted up face like bro.
I'm angry. That boy was smoking cigarettes and shit.
Yeah, he was smoking the hell out of cigarettes.
In that poke.
That nigga shit wearing light. That nigga said, man, fuck this shit. God damn.
Nah, man. My biggest gripe about it is the story. Like Yu Yu Hakusho, like I was saying, I feel like it's the best tournament anime to date. Like the Dark Tournament, like the Demon Tournament afterwards, like I feel like they missed the mark because I honestly only finished it because I knew we was gonna talk about it today, to be honest. But I stopped watching episode 3.
Yeah.
When they fucking killed Genkai in one episode.
Yeah, yeah, that pissed you off.
What?
Yeah.
How are you even gonna, how is this possible?
I feel like if like I said, if you watch it as one, and like, and I watch a lot of Yu Yu Hakusho, that's one of my repeat shows.
Yes, bro. We watch that shit like annually, yeah. I feel like. Come on. And you kill Genkai in one episode?
Yeah. Yeah, that pissed you off. But I watched it as like a one off and I enjoyed it. The characters. I enjoyed the CGI. I enjoyed the fight scenes like a motherfucker.
The fight was great. Like everything that they, I feel like they would take all the best pieces of what we talked about and just make us a fucking adaptation. Okay. So y'all tell us what y'all thought about the Yu Yu Hakusho. I think we'll do a Q&A for this episode.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, we'll do a Q&A for this episode. Y'all tell us. Go to the comments. Go to our IG. Follow our pages. You already know Facebook, IG, Instagram, Twitter, and we'll talk about it a little bit more. But let's move on to the final bit. What do y'all want to see for the future of live action anime?
Yeah, this is going to be quick too.
Before that, though, there are some live actions that have been announced.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Let's get into
the future.
these aren't what we want to see, but these are what was announced per.
There's one that I don't think that we want to see. It's not. Okay, so, go ahead. Go ahead.
So the first one I seen was Avatar.
Bro, I got my notes.
Yeah, Avatar.
The one on the Netflix version?
Mm-hmm, the Netflix.
Yeah, that's going
to
be good.
Well, we have to get into the debate of is Avatar an anime or not?
Nope.
We're not debating that?
It's just like some people are invited to the cookout.
Avatar gets to come to the cookout. Okay.
To the anime cookout.
Okay. Well, I was never I wasn't never against it to begin with. Yeah. Just to put that out there.
So they're also
I'm definitely hyped for that, doing
another Death Note.
Oh yeah?
Why?
The Duffer Brothers are. The one that did Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That might be lit.
That's gonna be good.
But are you going to do this shit right?
I hope
they
don't fuck up Rooker.
See, this is the thing.
Or whatever his name is. What's his name?
Rook.
Yeah. Oh, they don't fuck him up.
This is the thing about live actions, bro. Every time I hear one's getting announced, like my stomach drops a little bit, like my heart drops because are you gonna fuck up?
It's mostly like speculation though, but
yeah. So one that I've heard for the future, and I think that it just got the attention or it just caught everybody's attention again because of the success of One Piece, Naruto. Naruto live action that they were talking about a long time ago. They're saying that it's still gonna be a thing, apparently.
Okay.
So what would y'all want to see? Like, let's use the Naruto for example. What would y'all want to see as it being like a perfect adaptation?
Now I'm gonna be very specific because I've thought about this a lot.
Okay.
I would love to see Shippuden as a trilogy.
Okay.
With like Batman level production, like big money.
Like a movie trilogy or you want a series?
I would love a series. Oh yeah. My God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love a series, man, with high production value. And I want to see part by part. I want to see the Sasuke retrieval arc. I want to see the fucking Pain and fucking Pain murder Jiraiya and Itachi gets murdered at the same day. Like, I want to see all that shit that she would be like.
I feel like they would have to.
Sword Art Online.
Yeah.
Wow. I never even thought about that one as a live action, bro.
Yeah, I would really enjoy that.
I never even thought about it. And that's the perfect one to fucking do.
I would really enjoy Sword Art Online. What?
OG Vanilla Sword Art Online. Yeah.
Right. Huh?
They announced that.
They announced that?
Yeah.
Sword Art Online?
Yeah, so
look at my dreams coming fucking true.
Drop bomb Fresh Dreams in this bitch.
Yeah. Look, they say that it's speculation that it's supposed to be released late 2024.
Oh, that would be lit. I would really enjoy that.
I would enjoy that.
And I believe it's going to be like a series.
Yeah. Yeah, I would really enjoy that. Especially as a series.
And one other one.
Okay.
Is it?
What are we doing? What
is My it? Hero Academia.
Ooh.
Ain't no way.
Hey, man. I'm just... Ain't no way. They don't have the capacity,
right? Y'all don't even want to hear that shit.
That could be their Marvel.
It would have to be their Marvel, bro.
That could be the one that slaps. Don't shoot the messenger, man.
There's really pictures of this shit. Give me this shit. Let me read this shit.
Don't shoot the messenger, man. That's just what I see.
Netflix will also develop a live action movie adaptation of My Hero Academia.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
just speculation at this moment, but
Netflix. Netflix, don't you, take my motherfucking money and disappoint me. You already got my money, but don't disappoint me, man.
I'm just saying, man.
I would love to see that. I just want them to the same thing that mangas do, animes do. Sometimes they don't adapt it fully from the manga. Like sometimes they take liberties and shit. But the writer, the artist, the person, the creator that does that, I'm sure they're over those animes and still making sure that whatever liberties are taken, it's in their control. Yeah. It fits like with their story, like and all of the aesthetics are in place for it. Just do that with live actions, bro. Take the fucking source material, get the fucking creator of it, have him over your shoulder the whole fucking time while you're taking your liberties, or at least get his direction.
Yeah.
I feel like they did that with Oda. Oda was there for One Piece. You feel me? Like, Oda was not finna let y'all shit over One Piece. No. And I feel like the rest of these creators, when giving your IPs out to these people to do, you have to do that. They have to do that too, bro. Or else we're just gonna keep getting... I hope we never get another Dragon Ball Evolution, but we gonna get, the fucking Yu Yu Hakusho, the Bleaches. And like we said, Yu Yu was enjoyable. Yeah. Yu Yu was enjoyable. But they did certain things right. But as far as the creative control, they fucked it up. They fucked that up.
Honorable mention before we go.
Okay.
Katakura?
Yeah. The gambling anime?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was good.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed it.
See, the thing is, too, like a lot of the Japanese adaptations of them, they stay way closer to the source material. Did you know that Death Note had a Japanese version of it that was actually fire?
That's good, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what they're doing. They're going to do it more based off the Japanese adaptation. Yeah.
Okay.
For this new live action.
Okay. All right, any more honorable mentions before we go, Ben?
That's all I had.
It's called Kakegurui.
That's
a very popular one.
Yeah. The only other thing that I see...
I would love to see a reverse adaptation. I would love to see an anime version of fucking Squid Games.
Oh, man. I would. Just like they doing the anime version of Rick and Morty, man. You fucked me up with that one last time.
Yeah, I would love to see a reverse adaptation. Yeah, I would like to see it. Let's do an anime version of Squid Games, guys.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, hearts and minds are clear.
All hearts and minds are good.
All
right,
man.
Yeah. Treat us like the Baptist church.
You
have to treat live actions like that because.
Yeah, you do, bro.
We may never watch it again.
Yeah. I definitely will never watch this shit. Ever.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
This might not ever be an agenda again.
But that's it for us this week, guys. Yo, it's been a blast talking about
these live actions. I am a Sunday for live actions.
This was a depressing episode for me.
My head hurts.
Oh my God.
The shame. Hey,
man, do better.
Do fucking better, bro.
So we got to do this.
Oh, my God. But, yo, as always, y'all are the fam, and we love y'all. It's Sunday. Wake your ass up.
Definitely wake y'all ass up.
Don't watch live action.
Make some better live action.
Wait, I feel like they still working the kinks out of live action, like plastic surgery and shit. Yeah, like, man. You might want to give it a minute. You know?
Yeah. It's, ain't no Dr. Miami's around right now.
It's not good.
Wake y'all ass up.
Yo, it's Sunday, bitch.
This is an Average Joe Media production.
Stay tuned for the next episode of Anime Sundays, bitch.
On the next episode of Anime Sundays, the bros will be having a good old-fashioned family showdown as they bring their cousin CJ on as a special guest. That's right, it's going to be a wild ride because if there's one thing CJ likes to do, it's debate you about anything. Will the bros be able to get a word in edgewise as CJ brings all of his hot takes on anime to the show? I don't know him that well, but after listening to him for 5 minutes, I can tell you my money's on the new guy. It's all coming your way on the next episode of Anime Sundays.